Hi there, it's Das Suburbia, the host for Sight on Cena and editor for Sights on Cena. This week there won't be a Sights on Cena episode due to E3 shenanigans and assorted other mishaps. So Sight on Cena will be going up in its place. Sights on Cena will return next week. This week's episode of Sight on Cena is a bit off. I had some technical difficulties with my mic. I tried to get it as salvageable as possible, but things happen. Next week it will be fixed. Also, I told Austin that I would watch this week's NXT and talk about it at the end of this recording, but I forgot to do that, and Austin just messaged me on Discord like 2 minutes ago saying, "Whoops, I forgot NXT TakeOver was tonight." So we'll also be talking about that next episode as well, I guess. So stay tuned for another 3 week episode. I wanna die. Enjoy the wrestling. Hello and welcome to Sight on Cena NXT, the first, only, and God willing, last E3 recap podcast. I'm here with Jet Grind, and Microsoft conference just ended. How about the Kingdom Hearts?
God, don't even get me started.
I am kidding. The first, only, and God willing, last spinoff podcast on the internet. I did 3 episodes of NXT this week. And I took notes for all 3 of them.
Oh boy.
So I'm just going to go ahead and get started. My notes say, NXT whatever is my log date.
Captain's log. I have forgotten which day it is. Martha still eludes me.
Hell yeah, 3 hours of wrestling in 2 hours, let's go. So, I watched all of this yesterday. You said that we were going to record yesterday if I got done, but then you ended up, like, it was fine, we just didn't record.
Yeah, because I fell asleep at 8 o'clock and didn't wake up till like, 1 in the morning.
Right. So, I ended up not having to do 3 hours in 2 hours, but I did it anyway. The first episode, this is for May 20-something. The dates, I didn't have the dates written down, but it's May-something, May 30th, and June 6th, I think. Yeah, that makes sense time-wise.
I'll take your word for it.
So I just needed a May 23rd, minus 7 days from the 30th. So this is for the May 23rd episode. Lars Sullivan versus Ricochet and Dream tease. But first, War Raiders come out.
Oh boy, your favorite boys.
Yeah, except actually it's Heavy Machinery.
Oh. Well, then who cares?
They walk to the ring and there's some loser with a Deadpool Funko Pop shirt in the crowd.
That was me, actually.
So the tag team that Heavy Machinery are fighting is TM61, or as I like to call them, do not read this out loud, remember to Google what Pokemon TM61 is, Des.
Isn't that Cut?
Cut's HM01.
Let me look up what TM61 is.
Okay, while you're doing that, the TM61 dudes, I skipped ahead by accident. Heavy Machinery just used one of the TM61 dudes as a battering ram into the stomach of his partner. So, you know, maybe these boys are pretty good too. The TM61 dudes can't lift the lighter of the two heavy machinery dudes, so he lifts both of them and suplexes them instead.
Great.
Dorovich, one of the heavy machinery guys, just did the fucking worm. I looked this up afterwards when I was talking to Rose, I don't know if she follows you, but she's one of my friends who listens. And I ended up finding out that Scotty Tuhati has seen Dorovich do this. Or Dozovich, I think, is his actual name.
Right.
And since he's too heavy to be a worm, they renamed it the Caterpillar.
Yeah, that's pretty good. For the record, by the way, TM61 is Will-O-Wisp.
Oh, okay. I looked down at my laptop and TM61 won in the fucking half second that it took somehow. So, Heavy Machinery lost that match, unfortunately. I was just starting to like these boys.
Damn.
So, we get a Bianca Belair interview. I'm not sure who this is. I've never seen her before. But apparently,
she's the Fresh Princess.
Yeah, they're hyping her up for something. Maybe Chicago, which Chicago keeps coming up, the NXT TakeOver.
Right, yeah, that would make sense. Gotta hype that up because it's in July, I think. Shit, when's SummerSlam?
They kept saying next month.
So, yeah.
But that was for the May 23rd episode. So I don't know if that means June or July.
Shit, point now. Damn it.
They keep saying that she is the EST of NXT, and I have written down no fucking clue what EST of NXT means.
She's the Eastern of the next.
So it cuts to commercial. Camp WWE still looks fucking awful, but I really like the logo.
So when are you going to review Camp WWE?
Right after we do that episode where I review the Macho Man rap album.
God.
I still want to do that. EC3, maybe it can be like a crossover with my other podcast. EC3 promo during E3 weekend. NXT will become NX3.
Oh, damn it.
So Capri Sun is coming out apparently. Oh, this is that cool girl Kairi Sane.
Oh.
The fucking screen. Her logo was so hard to read, it looked like Capri Sun.
Kairi Sane is real cool. I hope she did the elbow drop.
There is many. She gets like two or three matches in these three episodes.
Oh boy.
So, these next six are all caps. What the fuck? She's a pirate princess?
Yep.
Why is this so cool? So cool? Yo, with like 17 O's. Yo with one O. Yo with one O. She's just spinning this wheel. What the fuck?
Wow, so, I can't believe you dropped Dakota Kai that quickly.
I dropped Dakota Kai twice in this because Nikki Cross also does something really fucking cool later. So Lacey Evans is back. I think last time we did an episode, Kairi Sane appeared and just fucking elbowed Lacey or something. I vaguely have memories of that. It's been like 6 fucking weeks. So, Lacey Evans is back, and, oh, hey, she's from South Carolina, too, I guess. If you heard the last episode of Sights Unseen, you will hear that I chimed in for the first time on the other guys and agreed that South Carolina fucking sucks. The only time I will ever chime in and add my voice in the middle of an episode.
For the record, Dub just uploaded The Last Sights on Cena and changed the title to International House of Bane the Blue Ox, and I'm angry.
Okay, we just have to name this episode Guzzlord and the Infinite Bukkake. And now that I've said it, there's a precedent for that being the case. Lacey Evans just took a kick to the jaw. Lacey just slapped Kyrie, and the way Kyrie just looked at her was actually scary. Kyrie is yelling in angry Japanese. Here's a quote from the commentary. A lot of these are just going to be quotes from the commentary. Lacey Evans just did a skyscraper knee. Another quote from the commentary. Flying Kabuki elbow.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Kyrie saying just fucking anime protagonist screeched. Another quote from the commentary. Dragon screw leg whip. Another quote from the commentary. Primal scream sliding D.
Sliding what?
Sliding D.
Uh-huh.
Kyrie saying lost this match. Fuck NXT.
But did she do the elbow drop?
I think she does it next episode.
Okay, good.
The biggest victory of her... So this is a quote about Lacey Evans. The biggest victory of her embryonic career. Yeah, I also felt uncomfortable by that.
That's a bad way to describe anything.
So Lacey Evans wins by a woman's right to the jaw in midair. Kyrie Sane is on the top rope and jumps and gets a fucking jaw to the face. Here's another quote from the commentary that I guess I caught out of context and didn't understand what the fuck they meant. I wouldn't mind seeing a rubber match between Kyrie Sane and Lacey Evans. Okay, I'm
not
glad
that... shit.
I'm glad that's not just me. Actually, I would have been more relieved if that wasn't something that I didn't understand and not... Anyway, Johnny Gargano and his wife is being interviewed. He's at Full Sail Studios, so he might be on this episode. Yeah, actually, he is on this episode. He just said that he is going to be. So it cuts to some Undisputed Era bullshit that I wasn't paying attention to. I have written down, oh, I love a good circle jerk.
I don't want to know the context for that. Let's just move on.
So, quote from the commentary, Skywalker Ricochet. There's 32 minutes left in this episode. I think this is the last match. Velveteen Dream and Lars Sullivan and Ricochet.
Right.
I named this the sex match because I thought it was the match that you were talking about with me in private before. But I found out that this is not the match you were talking about. Alright, this is not what you were talking about.
But instead, you just get a match between Lars Sullivan, Ricochet, one of the greatest high flyers on the planet, and Velveteen Dream, wrestling's new prodigy.
Okay, Velveteen Dream is here. The entrance is... And the entrance is super fucking Prince, even though I don't know shit about Prince. He's lip-syncing his theme while giving fuck eyes to Lars Sullivan.
He's so good. He is so good.
Velveteen Dream just fist bumped a reluctant Ricochet and the crowd went fucking nuts. Velveteen Dream just whispered a plan into Wicked Ricochet's ear. Is this a fucking anime?
No, I think this is the start of a porno.
Sullivan kicked out of the pin, launching Velveteen Dream like across the ring. I don't understand the rules of a tag team. Okay. So the reason...
If it's a regular or a tornado tag, usually it's one person's on the outside and they tag in and out.
Okay, yeah, that's why I wrote this down. They were both fighting him at the same time, and the referee was, like, counting. And he definitely went over five a couple of times, but the commentary kept saying, like, Ricochet is really testing the limits of his five count or whatever. So is it like a thing where you could be in the ring for 5 seconds to help? But you have to get back up.
Yeah, basically. Usually handicap matches are tornado, but I guess in this case, it's not a tornado, so.
Sullivan escapes a double pin. This match is so good, I keep forgetting to take notes.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Welcome to Ricochet and Velveteen Dream.
Velveteen Dream is getting his ass kicked. So, while Velveteen Dream is getting his ass kicked, Ricochet jumps into the ring and kicks Lars Sullivan in the head. And then Ricochet just literally kited Sullivan around the ring like it's a fucking MMO until Velveteen Dream recovered enough to officially tag him in. I think Ricochet accidentally kicks Velveteen Dream in the stomach during a tag. It's unclear. But that leads into the next bullet point I have. So Lars Sullivan is like gets knocked out of the ring or something. And Ricochet and Velveteen Dream are in the ring, and Ricochet and Velveteen Dream Velveteen Dream attacks Ricochet and yells, "If you're going to screw me, I'm going to screw you," and then walks out of the ring and up the ramp while Lars Sullivan kicks the shit out of an injured Ricochet, and Sullivan wins the match.
Great.
I blinked and I missed something, because like that attack came out of nowhere and I'm not quite sure why it happened, and they never like played a replay of why it happened. They just played the replay of it happening like 4 times.
Sure.
But Sullivan wins and he faces Aleister Black at Chicago or whatever. So, Dakota Kai versus Shayna next week, aka last week, aka tonight, because I was watching everything in the same night.
So this timeline is getting confusing. Remember when I told you to watch NXT tomorrow over the last 3 weeks on yesterday? But that was after you told me in the year of 2017 that you thought this would be a good idea.
Was I even... I wasn't even editing Sights and Cena by that point, though.
The joke!
Interview with Dakota Kai. Shayna appears and talks shit. I'm not really paying attention. Johnny Wrestling is here with his wife. It's not a fake out this time. Oh, I'm running out of characters in Google Keep. LMAO, whoops, 400 characters left.
Thanks for keeping that part in.
I keep thinking Johnny Gargano is wearing a giant bomb t-shirt, but it's one of his own Johnny Wrestling t-shirts. It just has a bomb logo on it. Johnny is thinking...
Or he's going to get called out when he tries to go on an airplane because he's got a shirt that says giant bomb on it. Timely.
So Johnny is thinking about leaving the company. He looks like he's about to break down. And he keeps saying, "Is it worth it?" And the crowd keeps screaming, "Yes," and I am uncomfortable. Never mind, it was a fake out. He ripped the neck brace off. Gargano calls out Ciampa, who runs to the ring. Gargano is trying to fight off Ciampa, but 3 different refs and his wife are trying to hold him back. Ciampa starts taunting him. Gargano runs to the ring past the refs, hops up to the ropes, immediately gets a shit kicked in by Ciampa, and flies into his wife on the ramp. She seems to be completely fucking knocked out. It was a heavy hit. I'm not sure if it was supposed to be that hard. The refs actually look kind of worried. So, that was uncomfortable. Ciampa actually looks kind of worried too, but is walking away and pretending to not look worried. There are now 3 refs, two big guys in black. I later found out that was security, a guy in a suit, and they're yelling for medics, and it fades to black. That is the first episode of NXT.
Oh, that's the end of the episode. Oh, okay, I thought we were already on the second week. What?
Yeah, it was a long fucking episode.
Time's weird.
So, NXT whatever part 2 is my log date for this episode. This will be May 30th, I think.
It has been another week. I fear the worst has happened to Martha.
Dramatic recap of last week. Definitely wanted to see Candace hitting her head again. William Regal has determined the rivalry too dangerous, so both Gargano and Ciampa are gone from NXT until TakeOver Chicago, where they will do a street fight.
Oh, goody. Also, well, this is on my mind now, is seeing Candace hit her head worse or, like, not as bad as that time Shane McMahon was having a hard time breathing because he got his windpipe cracked by a chair and then Kevin Owens slammed his back onto it. Stair car?
Okay. Candace hitting her head does not sound as bad as that, but something that happens next sounds worse than that.
Oh, boy!
Also featuring Ciampa and Gargano.
Yeah, that tracks.
So, I have my next bullet point is, who is this Undertaker knockoff? Oh, it's Aleister Black, apparently. Sullivan versus Aleister shouting match. You've never faced anyone like me because there is nobody like me, says Braun Strowman, Big Show, Andre the Giant, Goldberg, knockoff Lars Sullivan. The captions just said unintelligible for the commentary. Lars Sullivan just kicked the shit out of Aleister Black. Apparently, Aleister Black's spinning heel kick is named Black Mass because anime special moves are cool, I guess.
They are, though.
What the fuck is Fozzie and why are there clowns on my screen but no Doink? Oh, it's a musical artist who does themes for them, I guess. This is from a music video. Thanks, WWE.
They got the ICP in, huh?
No, it was like good clowns.
So they got the ICP.
Austin Jack Grind, noted ICP fan. Candace is okay, she apparently tweeted, but I can't see the tweet because the captions are covering the whole left side of the screen. My boys, the War Raiders, are here. Hell yeah. They're actually here this time. So I actually call it the combined weight this time. Their combined weight is 600. So one of the dudes is about 350 and the other is 250.
Oh, boy, those are heavy men.
So I wasn't far off when I said 400 in the first episode. I wanted
400, the other one is like 197. They just kind of,
yeah. I have no clue who these fuckers are fighting because I blinked. One of the dudes is already knocked the fuck out. I think this match is going to take like 3 minutes. Both of the other dudes are just dead in the middle of the ring and the War Raiders are just fucking around with them. They have no chance. The match is over. Less than 3 minutes.
Great. I guess they were local talent then.
I guess so. That's why I didn't catch a name. Dakota Kai versus Shayna now. Oh, hey, that's our theme song. Apparently they fought before, 2 months before we started the sideshow, and Shayna kicked the shit out of her. So that first episode when I was watching was her first day back, and it's why she was so afraid of Shayna.
Okay, that would make sense.
Yeah, so they didn't word it good enough, so when I was watching it that first day, I thought it was her first day, like on the televised.
Right.
But it was just her first day back.
As it turns out, words are difficult.
EC3 is back, I guess. Oh god, I still have 2 more hours of this shit. His opponent is someone named Fabian Aichner.
Gazoon tight.
Whoops, I accidentally skipped 5 minutes ahead. Oh, this match is still going, god damn it. EC3 wins, whatever. Oh, yeah, yes.
Rich burger at restaurant here or whatever.
So there's another interview with Belair. I have written, EST is fastest, strongest, baddest. And it's not a real thing. It's just Belair's thing. Also, an interview is going on, I guess. They're showing a bunch of kid pictures of her. She apparently did tons of sports and shit as a kid. Whoops, my finger slipped 5 minutes ahead. How is this interview still going?
Now they gotta show her kid pics studio shit. Who the hell
I'm recording again. One, two, three. Okay, that's good enough.
I can't wait for you to do your signature "everything's on fire" editing again.
Oh, cool. Ricochet is here. Ricochet is still doing his big dick cool guy entrance, even though he got fucking bodied last week.
Well, of course. Gotta have that swagger, even if you lose.
He's fighting some dork I've never heard of named Chris Dijak. Quote from the commentary, Chris excelled in football and graduated with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. So he's a cop, so it's going to be nice watching him get his ass kicked. Dijak is actually kicking the shit out of Ricochet.
Oh, boy.
Ricochet just suplexed Dijak, despite Dijak being way bigger than him, 6'8" and 300 pounds. Ricochet just did like a quadruple front flip off the top rope and won the match due to pure style. Ricochet is about to talk. Please don't. Velveteen Dream interrupts his talking. I'm too tired to write this shit down. Ricochet is really fond of homie, homeboy, and dog. Oh wait, is this the sex match? Velveteen Dream versus Ricochet in Chicago, I guess. Whatever Ricochet can do, Dream can do better, is a quote from Velveteen Dream, which prompts Ricochet to triple front flip off the ring, land right in front of Velveteen Dream on the ramp, kiss the mic in Dream's hand, and say, "Then show me," before slapping the microphone out of his hand. Holy first, fucking shit.
First there's like a 15-second stare down, and it's just like the most sexually tense moment ever.
It's such a good fucking moment.
Oh my god. Like, that's the only thing I know about NXT over the last couple of weeks, but it is perfection.
Oh, thank god.
That happened in wrestling.
Thank god you don't know what happens with Ciampa and, what's his fucking face at the end of the next episode?
Gargano.
Yes. I don't think I can do 3 hours of wrestling in one day ever again.
Yeah, probably not.
Dakota Kai versus Shayna now. I guess this match is for the women's championship or whatever. Oh, that's how you say Sue. S-I-O-U-X. So the commentary mentions the Balderizer.
Oh boy.
Something about the four horsewomen of the apocalypse.
Oh yeah, because like... Paige, Charlotte, Becky, and Bayley were calling themselves the Four Horsewomen at a point, as a reference to Ric Flair and his posse of people who I don't remember at all, who were the Four Horsemen.
Right.
Because Charlotte's his daughter, you see.
Ah.
Named after the town she was born in.
So Shayna's whole thing is just basically going, why are you hitting yourself to Dakota? Because she's too terrified to do anything. Dakota Kai just got her leg fucking destroyed and Shayna keeps kicking it.
Oh boy.
She's twisting it now. This is actually hard to watch.
Oh boy.
Let's take a look from a different angle. That's the opposite of what I want.
Oh boy.
Dakota Kai is getting her ass kicked and the only thing she's done so far is get a single slap in. Quote from the commentary, listening to Dakota Kai's shrieks of pain is a tad uncomfortable. Yeah, my dude!
You don't say!
So Dakota Kai gets out of the submission or whatever. Well, that's out. That's... Pretend I didn't correct myself. Dakota Kai gets out of her submission and just kicks Shayna in the face like 4 fucking times. But she gets back into a submission and Dakota Kai taps out.
Well,
fuck NXT. Shayna just put Dakota back into a submission even though she won.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's how you be a heel.
And this is probably my favorite thing that's ever happened in wrestling ever. I know that's not saying a lot because I've not watched much.
You okay there?
No. Nikki Cross just stormed the ring and kicked Shayna in the face, saving Dakota.
Oh.
Holy shit, I love this person. Shayna looks fucking terrified.
Nikki Scottish yelling intensifies.
Nikki is just fucking incoherent Scottish yelling and beating her chest. Nikki just grabbed her belt and is Donkey Konging in the middle of the ring. She put the belt in the middle of the ring and is telling Shayna to come get it and fucking grinning. I love this so much. Shayna climbed back into the ring to grab her belt and Nikki stole it back from her. Dakota is not sure what's happening. Shayna, you, me, this, tonight, points at Dakota Kai, you the referee. Nikki just fucking knocked out Shayna in 10 seconds, got a 3 count, and stole the belt and is running away. Holy shit, I can't stop laughing. She's screaming and running into the audience. The commentary is talking about next week when someone has to tell her she doesn't actually own the belt and is worried about it. I love her. Nikki just went from a full grin to the most serious face I have ever seen the moment her eyes locked with Shayna's in. That's the end of the fucking episode. It just faded to black. What the fuck? So that leads me into June 6th. NXT whatever part 3. Shayna is first up in the ring to talk about Dakota Kai again. It's been 4 minutes and nobody has mentioned what happened at the end of the last episode. Also, she has her belt again. The crowd is chanting Nikki, Nikki. She said the name Nikki Cross and the crowd went fucking wild. Nikki Cross comes out to the ring. Why is she so fucking cool? She's wearing sunglasses and a bandana and a sleeveless hoodie. Oh, the crowd is now chanting, Nikki's gonna kill you. Shayna is insulting Nikki, but the crowd loves Nikki and Shayna is getting absolutely no support. Shayna throws the mic at Nikki and Nikki picks it up for more incoherent Scottish yelling.
Aye, you die, you.
She's just repeating, do it, Shayna. Do it. 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 I'm trying to get these number of do it's right. Do it. Do it. Do it. And the crowd is also chanting, do it now.
By the way, if I offended anybody with my awful Scottish there, I am very sorry.
I, on the other hand, am not. Nikki jumps on Shayna and Shayna shits her entire ass out.
God, that's not a good sentence. Why would you say this?
Shayna pushes Nikki after she recovers, and Nikki starts beating the shit out of Shayna. Holy shit, I love Nikki Cross. Nikki busted Shayna's mouth open, and there's hella blood, LMAO. Nikki is so fucking creepy, holy fuck. Just fucking destroying everything with a huge grin and giggling is my absolute favorite shit. So, TM61 is back.
The little wisps.
The captions just called him TM Carrot exclamation mark because the caption person didn't stop pressing shift.
That is incredible.
I didn't actually see who they're fighting. So one of the TM guys is fish hooking one of the dude's noses, which is apparently illegal. TM61 won, like 3 minutes into the match. They're refusing to name their opponent, so I don't have to rewind. They keep saying opponent and foe, but they've said Heavy Machinery and Street Profits like 6 times so far. Maybe these guys were the Street Profits?
I don't know.
I didn't go back and rewind.
Local talent to me. So.
See, the idea of local talent is new to me. I don't. If I had known that, I wouldn't have, like, giving a shit about trying to find out the names if it didn't.
Yeah, basically local talents are just like indie people that they bring in to lose in a squash match.
So Lacey Evans and Kairi Sane again, I guess, 2 days in a row. But first Danny Burch and Strong. But first again, Lars Sullivan is doing that anime training montage thing where a bunch of faceless nobodies keep coming at him one-on-one, like, and he destroys them in one hit, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Vaguely.
It's real dumb. Like, okay, whatever.
He's playing Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah, there we go. So...
Shit, I'd play a WWE Muso.
I'd play a WWE anything that wasn't an actual WWE game.
You say that, but now they're going to bring back Crush Hour.
Good.
No, not good. I don't want to live in the dimension where Vince McMahon buys all of television again. Unless it means we get more Cooking with Kane, in which case, sure, why not?
But Jet Grind, don't you want the WWE Crush Hour game with the Mystery Machine is in it?
You know what? Yep, I'm sold.
So, there's a crowd pan. Happy Rusev Day, by the way.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you. How could I forget?
I like Danny Burch and I don't like Strong, but also I just don't have the spoons to give a fuck about this match enough to take notes, so see y'all in, well, instantly for y'all. The Undisputed Era motherfuckers come to try to help Strong, but Lorcan and Pete Dunne run up behind them and punch them in the back of the head to make sure that they don't interfere. Strong wins anyway, though, so never mind. But Pete Dunne just starts beating the shit out of Strong. For some reason.
Sure.
I actually really like Pete Dunne and Oney Lorcan now. I don't know. That last match that I saw them in was pretty good. The 3-on-3 with the Undisputed Era.
Right.
The crowd is chanting Rusev Day.
Of course. Everybody's got to celebrate Rusev Day.
Pete Dunne gets his ass kicked in, though. So.
Well, shit.
And it fades to Ono in the middle of a photo shoot. For some fucking reason, I guess. He's wearing one of those boxer robe things and taking pictures. And EC3 walks in and interrupts him. So
what a prick.
So I had the really strong urge to skip this again because I don't give a fuck about EC3. But I do have...
But he's a big buff man. Like, that's literally his only thing I can remember about him. He is exactly what you think of when you think of buff guy.
So, EC3 beside Ono makes it really clear that EC3 is, like, orange. Like a crayon. a title card that just says Tommaso Ciampa live tonight, but there's no opponent or anything. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. So Kairi versus Lacey. But first there's like a Velveteen Dream Ricochet advertisement for Chicago. The commentary just called Ricochet the walking GIF or GIF. there was a diss that I didn't write down between Ricochet and Velveteen Dream where Ricochet talks about how Velveteen Dream was a failed reality star show or whatever, reality show star, and Velveteen Dream says the Dream has no memory of this, and I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, he's the Miz. Like, straight up, The Miz's call to fame before he was a wrestler was he was on The Real World.
The footage that it showed for Velveteen Dream was, like, Survivor or some shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It wasn't The Real World. It was, like, a game show type reality show. But,
anyways, tune in to Survivor next season for John Morrison, a.k.a. Johnny Mundo of Lucha Underground, who is... on that for some reason. I don't know.
So Lacey versus Kairi, the rematch. Lacey's right hand has Kairi written on it.
Sure.
Because of the women's right.
I thought I was going to be like, I can't remember who I'm fighting. And on my arm it says, don't believe her lies.
But no, like, Lacey does this bullshit where she keeps shoving her hand in Kairi's face to remind her that she got, like, fucking slapped out of midair.
Great.
Kairi just chopped Lacey in the neck and fucking ow. Kairi just stomped Lacey's right hand super hard. Lacey has to keep getting reminded not to literally rip Kairi's fucking hair out. Apparently Lacey has Kairi in a cobra clutch, which is a move I vaguely know about because of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Finally, we have found the Wu-Tang secret. They're wrestling fans.
Kairi gets off three interceptor spears in a row. Kairi does the stomping thing again and gets a pretty direct hit.
Oh boy.
Kairi wins by pin after squints at commentary captions. An Alabama slam. Okay, that's just fucking All Might.
Kairi Sane wins with the banana slammer.
Okay, so do you remember me sending you something last night about Chance?
Yes.
We're here now.
Oh boy. Also, now I'm just sad because you didn't get to see Kairi Sane's incredible stupid elbow where she contorts her body like so much to the point that it doesn't look physically possible. And yet...
I could have swore I wrote that down, but I think she does do an elbow.
Oh well, either way. At some point you will notice it and it will blow you away because it is the greatest elbow drop in the business.
Yeah, I don't see it down here. But she does like an elbow drop thing. So Ciampa is walking out to You Suck Chance as usual. There's a New Japan Pro Wrestling shirt in the crowd, front row. I don't know why I noticed that. The You Suck chant becomes Johnny Wrestling Clown. It is now Johnny Wrestling Psycho Killer. Now it's USA, USA. Now it's You Tapped Out, You Tapped Out. Now it's You Suck, You Suck, You Suck.
This crowd's now all over the place tonight.
Now it's asshole, 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 asshole. The captions just say crowd chants expletive. The asshole chant becomes you still suck, you still suck. Which becomes, that's awesome, that's awesome. And the whole fucking time, Ciampa is trying to talk. And the crowd is too, like, loud.
Great.
So that's awesome becomes Johnny Wrestling Psycho Killer again. And that becomes you suck, clap, clap, clap. And Ciampa can't get two words into a sentence before getting interrupted. You suck becomes boo. Ciampa says disgusted. Apparently Johnny Wrestling has become Johnny Badass, and the crowd starts chanting Johnny Badass.
Oh man, they know exactly what they're doing with Ciampa, and it's amazing.
So remember when I said that there was something that happens worse than the Can't Breathe?
Oh no.
So this is the last 5 minutes of the episode. Johnny Wrestling just ran down the ramp being held back by two security men in black. Gargano and Ciampa are both fighting off like six security to get at each other. There are six referees in the ring, seven referees, four knocked out security guards. The asshole chant is back.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
So they fight. Fight off seven referees and like four or five security guards. But eventually Gargano slams Ciampa into the Titantron, grabs his hair and grabs the back of his head and slams his face into the Titantron.
Wow.
And then picks him up and slams him into the side one. The side one breaks and they're both bleeding. Gargano puts Ciampa in a hold and isn't letting him out. And four security people, like, get on top of them, trying to grab them apart. And it fades to black with Champa tapping out and Gargano not letting go. While they're both, like, super bloody.
Oh my god. You tapped out. You tapped out.
So, my last note is just Jesus in all caps. And that's the end of NXT for the last couple of weeks.
Great. But where is Martha? This running gag sucks.
Hey, we need something. We can't reference Flat Earth every week.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have not had the time to find a running gag yet on episode 3.
I mean, other than Martha, and special thanks to your editor, Des.
You can't give special thanks to yourself, you asshole.
It's gonna keep happening, motherfucker. special thanks to our Patreon people for helping the show keep running. Sight Unseen will probably keep being sporadic, but we're thinking of maybe, like, peppering in some other side shit, like my review of the Macho Man rap album, maybe.
Are we considering that, or is that just you? let's play inside baseball here for a second.
It's just me. I will edit it into an episode and you will not notice until it's too late. It'll be like 43 minutes into the episode or something. Where I know you're not checking. But anyway. Yeah. Is that the end of the episode?
I guess so. You want to have dinner, should I?
Jet Grind didn't say the Patreon the week before last, so it's patreon.com/sightsandcena. If this is your first episode of the podcast, maybe we should start saying the Patreon here too, just in case.
That makes sense. It could be. We're on iTunes now.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first episode we're recording post being available on iTunes. So it's now easier to listen to us and also recommend people to us. Or recommend us to people. I don't know.
Words yeah, recommend hard. People to us.
Yeah, send us pictures of your dogs in a wrestling mask and we'll retweet it.
That's at sightsandcena on twitter.com.
Well, no, actually, just send that straight to at JetGrindFuture. Like, just send me all your pictures of dogs and wrestling masks.
Send me a bunch of dumb anime bullshit at Rachel_Dustcross.
While we're talking about dumb anime bullshit, I guess this has been another episode of Sight Unseen NXT. Tune in next time for more ridiculous anime bullshit from Ricochet.
Bye, guys. Bye. Special thanks to Des, our editor.
Damn it!